for being the Lord's house. Somebody requested prayer for those being persecuted. You know, we live in a country where, at least right now, I don't have to be persecuted for coming to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm glad I've got a place to assemble myself.
Amen.
The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of the assembling of ourselves together, as
Amen.
The manner of some is.
Amen.
I mean, we draw strength from one another here in the house of the Lord. Back in the old days, people used to say, you know, they used to make the excuse when they didn't come to church, well, I can have church just as good at home as I can at church. Well, I don't understand that myself, because if the Lord's at church, if He's going to be here to meet with us, then why won't you come and meet with Him? Amen. Why don't you want to come and draw? Bible said to draw nigh to Him, then He would draw nigh to us. Amen.
Amen.
It's not His obligation to make the first move. He did that way back so many thousands of years ago on Calvary. Amen. The ball is in our court and it's up to us. If we want to get closer to God, amen, we can get just as close to the Lord as we want to be.
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad we had that privilege. We don't have to go to a high priest. We don't have to go to the Pope and get ourselves, our sins absolved. Amen. Christ did that on Calvary. All we have to do is accept it.
Amen.
Glad to be in a place where we can serve the Lord in fear and trembling and in spirit and in truth. If you got your Bibles with me, and I hope you do, let's turn to Psalm 27. Amen. This is what the Lord gave me this morning. Amen. As I was sitting right here in the pew. I was looking for something else to preach, trying to find something to preach, but sometimes the Lord just shows up right on time. Amen. How many of you know that the Lord will show up right on time every time? Amen. Psalm 27. Do my best to preach to you what the Lord has gives me as He gives it to me, because I haven't got much just yet, but it'll come. Trust me, it always does. Psalm 27, start at verse 1. I want you to really pay close attention to these words. I really enjoyed the Sunday school this morning. I want to say again, because that really put it as a personal thing. I mean, I could really see myself really wanting Christ, really chasing after Christ. And the psalmist David here, if you would just put yourself in his position and see it as if you wrote this psalm, I believe you'll make it get a lot more out of it this morning.
Amen.
Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yes.
Whom shall I fear?
Right.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When Thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not Thy face far from me. Put not Thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help.
Yes.
Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me Thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and as such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted. Listen to this last two verses here. Well, by the meat of the message, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart.
Yes.
Wait, I say, on the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Word. I ask for your prayers this morning. My voice already sounds like it's about to go, but I'm going to get as much of this out as I can, the Lord willing, the Lord permit it. Bible says here in verse 13, I had fainted. Now, the psalmist here, David, he has already talked to the Lord about hearing His voice. He talked to the Lord about Him being His rock and His salvation. And in times of strength, even sometimes we find that we have to have something to hold on to. We have to have something to look forward to that this world cannot provide. Amen. And if we just try to hold on to what the temporary things are around us, the world has to offer us, amen, they will vanish away and we'll be left empty-handed, amen. But he said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. That's the promised land that they were promised so many years before that. That's the promises of God represented there. When you see the promised land that God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the seed of Israel, amen, that's a picture of God's provision, amen. And he said, I had fainted unless I believed I'd see some goodness, not on this world, not on this earth, but in the land of the living, that is heaven itself, amen.
There is no doubt.
I had fainted unless I had my eyes focused on that goal, on that prize.
Amen.
That would never fade away.
That's right, brother.
What then he says next, he says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart.
That's right.
And then he repeats it, so you'll get it.
Amen.
He says, wait, I say, on the Lord.
Yes.
You know, I got to look at this verse, and what came on my mind, he said, I had fainted. That word fainted come in my mind. I got to thinking, you know what happened in the church world today? There's a lot of fainting going on.
Amen.
I ain't talking about being slain in the spirit or anything like that. I mean, they're completely fallen dead, dried up, plucked up by the roots.
Amen.
You go throughout churches all over the place and you'll see maybe 10 or 12 going to the church on Sunday morning. Amen. There might be 5 or 6 on Sunday night.
Amen.
Amen. You go sing in different places. You go to preach in different places. There might not be an amen in the crowd. They might not even clap their hands after a song is done. A lot of times you go to church and it'll be just as dead can be. Amen.
Yes.
People
amen.
Are fainting all over the world today. They're giving up hope. They're just sitting there like a knot on the log and they've become accustomed to going and to having the same routine. They become accustomed to going to church.
Right.
They're all organized, planned out the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
They got it the way they want it to go. And there's no room left for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad when I came here this morning I knew I have liberty. Amen. I'm glad when I came here this morning. I knew that if I broke down in front of everybody, nobody would be laughing at me. Nobody would be poking fun at me. Amen. I didn't have to worry about that. Because everybody in this room has suffered loss sometime in your life. Everybody's been through that. Amen. But I'm glad there's some few people that's left. Amen. I'm reminded of Elijah. As he's over there in the mountain, he ran from Jezebel who threatened his life. After he took on the prophets of Baal and they showed who the true God was. Thank God there's still a true God today. He's still alive and well. He's still able to rain fire down if he so chooses. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that Elijah was over there. He was all balled up in a cave, having himself a little pity party. Amen. And the God, he come to him and he said, what are you doing in this cave? What are you doing here, Elijah? Hey, man, Elijah told him his plea. He told him his problem. He said, I've done all these things for you, Lord. Hey, man, and there's nobody left but me. I'm all alone. I'm the only one that wants to stand up for you. Hey, man, he went a little further. He got outside the cave. Hey, man, God told him to get outside the cave. And he walks a little further, and there was some fire there. There's a great wind there. There's a great earthquake. But all of a sudden, the Bible says that God was not in any of those things. They said it suddenly. There was a still, small voice.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that after all the storms, after all the chaos that life has to offer you, if you'll just stand still, amen, you can hear that still, small voice. It won't show up in the storms a lot of times. A lot of times it won't show up in the chaos. You have to go through some things, and then you'll be there on the other side, and you can go in the peace of the calm, and you can experience that still, small voice. That still, small voice told Elijah, he said, you know, I've got 7,000 men. That's not bowed a knee to Baal. There's plenty of them left. You're not alone. Amen. In this journey, you're not alone in this race.
Right.
Amen. So it's time for you to get up and keep doing the work you need to do.
Yes. Come on.
Amen. After that, Elijah went on and he did his work. Amen. And he met Elisha after that. Amen. And Elisha, amen, he passed his mantle to him. When Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, Elisha was there to witness it. And the journey of the work continued on through Elijah. What had happened? What would have happened if Elijah had fainted and stayed in that condition? Amen. Would we have ever seen an Elisha come by and perform the miracles? Would the woman who had the son that died, the widow woman, I believe it was the Syrophoenician woman, I think he said, would her son have ever been healed? Would the woman that was in debt for so much money been able to experience baking a little cake for the prophet Elisha? And then going to make a cake for her son. Thought she was going to die with her son, but she come to find out she kept a scooping and the barrel kept a giving. She kept a scooping and the barrel kept a giving. Amen. And there's another time when the barrels were empty. He told him to go get several barrels. Amen. And she was going to pay off her debt. And he had to have enough oil there in the barrels, and the oil just filled the barrels. They had plenty left to pay their debts, and they had plenty left to live on, amen. What would have happened to Elijah and those people if Elisha and those people, if Elijah had fainted along the way? You know, you don't know who you're going to impact in this life. Go down the road, it may feel like just miserable. It may feel like you're just pulling teeth right now. But you don't know what you're going to run into down the road. You don't know what kind of impact you're going to have on somebody else. Amen. All because you decided to stay on the fire line. The song says if you're in the battle for the Lord and right, just keep on the fire line. Amen. Jake probably knows what all that's about. Amen. When you get in a battle, you don't cower. You don't go behind. If you're going to win a war, if you're going to win a battle, you've got to keep pushing. And you've got other teammates there to help you. Amen.
Yes.
That's what we are as the family of Christ. We're a body. We're a body apart from one another. We're a part of each other. Amen. We're each members of one another.
Yes.
And when you see one fainting, Galatians over talks about it. I think it's Galatians.
Amen.
If you see a brother that's weak in faith, go unto him. Amen. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Yes.
Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Amen.
And that's what we're here for. We're here to strengthen each other. Jesus told Peter, he said, when thou converted, I strengthen thy brethren.
Yes.
Amen. That tells me if it's good enough for Peter, it's good enough for me.
Yes.
Amen. There's times where we need to draw from the strength from one another. And Psalmist David said, I had fainted unless I had believed.
Right.
Amen. That people's faith has grown so weak nowadays. Amen. All it takes, I think I've heard Dad say this, all it takes for some people to keep them out of church is an old bed sheet. Because they're just laying in the bed and they say, oh, I don't want to get up today. I don't want to go to the house of the Lord. I'm going to go to the lake instead. Or I'm going to go do this and that. I'm going to serve myself instead. There's some people in the Bible that had that kind of problem. They was invited to a wedding. Amen. A marriage supper. And there's some people there that said, Lord, let me first go do this. Let me first go do that. Let me tend to my flock. Let me tend to my family. Like one even said, I've married a wife and I just can't be there.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
That sounds like Adam and Eve all over.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the common denominator in all that is, Lord, me first, you second.
Amen.
Say it.
That's what he's saying. When you say me first, Lord, you know what you're saying? You second, Lord.
Amen.
You second, Lord. You become an idol worshiper then. You serve your own lusts. The wages of sin is death. Talks about, and James talks about the lust being conceived, bringing forth death.
Yes.
Lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
Right.
Those are all going to pass away. I heard someone say one time, what you do first determines what God does second.
Right.
And that's very true. I haven't forgot that. If you start your day out with God, oh man, let me tell you, he can make your day so much smoother.
Yes.
You start your day out worrying and fretting and, oh, I can't read your Bible today, Lord. I can't read you. I can't have a conversation with you. I can't spend no time with you, Lord. What happens when you need him to spend time with you?
Exactly. Good point.
Faint not. Bible said in Galatians over there, he said, be not weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Galatians 6, be not weary in well-doing.
Yes, it is.
For we shall reap in due season if we faint not.
Amen.
You know, a lot rides on whether we faint or we don't faint.
That's right.
A lot rides on that. Not just eternal, you know, weight of glory, but I'm talking, like I just said, who down the line is going to benefit from you either continuing to go or is going to take a loss because you sat down on the Lord, gave up, you failed.
Right. Yes.
There's so many things to get your eyes focused on today. Every now and then I like to check the news. I've got my phone, I'll pull up the news app, and you can go forever. I mean, they just keep going. This news story, that news story. And they make it so hard to look away because those headlines, they grab your attention. They grab your curiosity, and you want to find out what happened to so-and-so or what are the top 10 best tips for doing this or that. And you, it just keeps going on forever. But all that's distraction.
Yes.
I don't know how many times I have went back to Peter on the water with Jesus. I don't know. My first message was that message. First message I preached in North Washington, 2007. First message I preached was about Lord save me. It was about Peter. It was about the Philippian jailer as well. Hit on him too.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
But what happened with Peter is he got his eyes off the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Here's the boat. And here's the water. Jesus is out there and said, Lord, if it's thou, if it's really you, bid me come to you. Jesus didn't hesitate. He said, come to
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He said that, and he walked on the water, as though it wasn't there. And that, you know, don't forget, that was in the middle of a storm. They were right in the middle of the sea.
Amen. Right.
In the deepest part of the sea,
yes.
The darkest hour of the night,
amen.
When everything could go wrong, it could have went wrong right there. The storm was raging. They was worried about the boat tipping over. They were fishermen. They were used to storms. This one was different.
Yes.
He walks out, no problem. He's walking on the water, going straight to Jesus. But then he takes his eyes off the Lord, and just for a split second, and that's all it takes.
That's
all the devil needs. Hey, psst. Come here and look at this. Start sinking.
Amen.
Peter began to feel the cold water as it inched up his legs and up past his waist. And it kept going. I don't know how deep he got, but he finally cried out, Lord, save me.
Amen.
Three words, that's all it took. You know, if you're lost today, all you got to do is say, Lord, save
Amen.
Me.
Glory.
You just don't know how far you're sinking.
Amen.
Until you call out those words.
Glory.
Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Without a doubt. Amen. Peter said, Lord, save me.
Amen.
And when he got his eyes and his focus back on the Lord could deal with him. He picked
Amen.
Him up from there.
Amen.
And he got back in the boat.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
We don't need to be fainting. We don't need to take our eyes off the Lord.
Amen.
We don't need to be looking at what the world's doing. I'm the world's worst. You know, I work for myself, do guitar stuff, teach guitar, and it's real easy for somebody that works for themselves to look at somebody else's success and say, Lord, why don't I have that much money? Or why don't I have that much, you know, acknowledgement? Or why ain't that successful? And that's what Peter's problem was again. Peter asked Jesus, and we saw that John the disciple laying on his breast. Peter asked Jesus, well, Lord, what's this man going to do?
Right. It's none of your business. Amen.
What's he going to do? Never mind about me. Well, I want to know what he does. You said, what's that to you? I'm telling you. What is that to thee, Peter? Your business is follow me. Follow thou me.
Yes.
Don't take your eyes. Don't put your eyes on John. John was a disciple.
That's right.
Don't put your eyes on some great preacher.
Amen.
Don't put your eyes on some great person who says he's of the Lord.
Amen.
He may be of the Lord. I ain't his judge.
Amen.
The only way you're going to get to heaven is if you put your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Put your eyes on Jesus. He knows
Amen.
The way.
Yes.
He is the way.
Right.
The truth and the life. And that's the only way you'll get there.
Amen.
We don't need to be fainting. We need to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And again, I say wait. And sometimes I'm telling you, waiting is the hardest part.
That's right.
But let me tell you what happens when you wait. Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, very familiar scripture.
Yes.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Praise God. Amen.
You ever notice when you're waiting on the Lord, you feel so weak? Oh, Paul, he said, I'll most gladly glorify the Lord, because when I'm weak,
I'm strong.
He's strong.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
He said, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. If we wait, we won't faint. If we wait on the Lord, we will not faint. I encourage you today, do not faint. Don't let this world get you down.
Yes.
Don't let the cares of this life get you down.
Amen, brother.
Bible says in Hebrews 12, and I'll close with this. I told you a while ago that people have their eyes on the prize, on the main goal, and they'll follow the Lord all the way to heaven because that's their main goal. I was kind of started with that. Well, in chapter 12 of Hebrews, verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. What are we looking to? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, you know, Jesus had something to look forward to as well.
Yes, he did.
When he was on the cross, this is what he looked forward to. He said, who for the joy that was set before him, what was the joy he had? Being able to be with his Father again? Most of all, it was the joy that he had accomplished the Father's will, and we had access once again to him. What we lost in the Garden of Eden, we gained back in the Garden of Gethsemane.
That's right.
He's the second Adam. He came to restore what the first Adam had lost.
Yes.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now listen to this. I didn't even know this was here. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Right.
He became sin that knew no sin.
Yes.
Consider him.
Yes.
Lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Faint not. You have something to hold on to.
Yes.
You have a hope that is an anchor of the soul.
Yes.
That one day after a while, we will be with the Lord forevermore.
Amen.
It was in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4. It talks about, we're hitting on the rapture this morning. The very end of that chapter says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
So shall we ever be with the Lord. It's going to be one more day when we get to heaven and we don't have to worry about ever losing. Amen. The Lord, we won't have to worry about losing access to Him. We won't have to worry about pain, death, separation, none of that stuff. And that's worth going for. Amen. That's worth holding on to.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, there's trouble in the world. God's in control.
Amen.
Jesus has got it all in control.
Amen.
And if we look to Him, the storms and the waves, they can't touch us. So don't be faint. Don't be weary. Wait on the Lord. Hold on with the last bit of strength that you got. Because if you wait on the Lord, your strength will be renewed.
Amen.
And you can hold on a little
Amen.
Longer. I'll ask Brother Dwayne to come get a song.
Bless Lord.
God.
Praise
I wanted to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day as well. Today is a special day for them. I appreciate their contributions.
Amen. I'm
trying to raise their kids right.
Oh, yeah.
I understand and realize that some of them aren't doing the way they raised them right, but the Bible says, train up the child the way it should go.
Hey.
When he's old, he will not depart.
Amen.
Oh,
I mean, that doesn't mean he won't get out in the world and dabble in the world, because he's got a free will.
Amen.
What that means is what you taught him will never leave him.
That's right.
It can always bring him back. Go ahead, brother.